the blessing of wild things. The smallest connection with the wild creature feels like a blessing. A butterfly that lands on your sleeve, a deer who meets our gaze in the wood, the hummingbird that circles us before flying away. Just that tiny acknowledgement feels like a gift, rebinding some thread of a cord that was severed long before we were born. What moment of connection with a wild animal do you cherish?
I'm Tim Atkins, the social media coordinator for the CLF, and today I'm going to be answering the question, what moment of connection with a wild animal do you cherish? This was a difficult question for me, and I had to think about it for a while. See, I'm a city boy down to my very core. I love living in a big city, and I don't do camping. I don't do the whole embracing nature thing very often, if ever. But I was on retreat for the new appointments committee of the UUA that I had been recently appointed to. It was the first time we had met, and the first time we really sat down together to learn about our charge and plot the way forward together. There were 8 of us from all across the nation who met here in Atlanta, Georgia, at a retreat center in one of our suburbs. And it was surprisingly woodsy for being in metro Atlanta. Indeed, it seemed like it was in the middle of a forest in the middle of that suburb. The weekend was tough for me. I had a lot going on outside the committee I was dealing with, and I was nervous about being on my first denominational committee. I wasn't sure if, as a young adult, my opinions would truly be held and equal with the others on the committee. Looking back, it seemed silly I was so worried, but sure enough, I was. By the second night of the retreat, I was feeling much more comfortable and overwhelmed with gratitude that I was part of this committee. I had gotten to know the other members of the committee and felt an equally valued member of the committee for who I was, not just whom I represented. It was late at night when we finished the work of that day, and I took a moment to step outside. I glanced around and saw a family of deer to my right, just exiting the woods. I froze, not wanting to scare them off. 3 deer in total, a mama deer, a papa deer, and a little young baby deer. I slowly made my way back inside, knocked on the door of my neighbor at the retreat center, a fellow member of the committee, and told her to come with me to see a sight. I wanted to share that image, that experience, because it would mean all the more knowing I was sharing it with someone whom I had grown to care about. She looked at me slightly puzzled, but followed anyhow. The deer were still there when we got back outside, and she was equally pleasantly surprised. We stood there in the silence, in the somewhat cool autumn night, watching that family of deer graze. Soon their heads turned up in unison and, scared by the approach of a car, headed back into the woods. We didn't see those deer again the rest of the trip, but I imagine they're still there at that retreat center, waiting for us to arrive again. So why do I cherish this memory? After all, it was just a family of deer grazing, and I could see pictures of that whenever I wanted to. Part of it was for those few moments. Nothing else mattered other than what I was seeing. The stresses of my normal day-to-day life vanished. The anxiety I had felt over being part of this committee vanished. Any self-doubts I had, and trust me, I have a lot of them, vanished. I was just there in that moment watching that family of deer graze. Part of it was the joy of seeing something unexpected in an unexpected place. I can't say I even knew that woodsy area existed in that suburb. I never thought I'd see a family of deer in that part of metro Atlanta. And part of it was the company I had. As we turned to head back inside, she thanked me, saying in her words, "Thank you for sharing that experience with me." That's a moment of connection with a wild animal I cherish. What moments of connection with wild animals do you cherish?